Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a question about health and nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, or if you just have questions about the longevity products or your longevity business, we want to hear from you. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to the president and co-founder of New Pharma Corporation, Chip Paul. Chip is a cannabinoid expert. He's got all kinds of interesting things to say about phytocannabinoids and endocannabinoids. The cannabinoid system is the most primitive of the neurotransmitter systems in the body. It is probably the most powerful and fundamental, at least in terms of its wide-ranging impact on the body and on cells. And Dr. Paul, or Chip Paul, I don't know if he's a PhD. Chip Paul's been studying the endocannabinoid and phytocannabinoid systems for many years. He's got an FDA-registered manufacturing facility, and he creates CBD products under good manufacturing practices. I've known Chip for several years now. I've actually worked with him. And he's got some interesting things to say about the endocannabinoid system as well as phytocannabinoids, plant cannabinoids. We'll talk to Chip Paul at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. If you want to start a home-based business, now is a perfect time to do that. In times of economic uncertainty as well as health uncertainty, nothing is more appropriate than starting a home-based business. Starting a home-based business where you can earn your own income, where you don't have to report to a boss, you don't have to worry about getting fired, and starting a home-based business that's win-win, where you make money and you help change the world and you help improve lives all at the same time. That's what longevity is about, helping improve lives, not just with nutritional supplementation, but with information and with empowerment as well. I've been part of the longevity family now since 1998. And if you are an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or you're looking for a home-based business, I cannot recommend the longevity business opportunity more highly. It is an incredible opportunity to make money and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also call 866 735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more info, or you can also order products by calling 866-735-2470. All right, our number today on the Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk to Chip Paul about cannabinoids, endo and phyto. Cannabinoids inside the body and phytocannabinoids, plant-based cannabinoids. A lot of folks, when they think of phytocannabinoids, plant cannabinoids, they think of marijuana or hemp. But it turns out that the cannabinoid system, just like it's ubiquitous throughout the human body and throughout the animal kingdom, it's also pretty ubiquitous throughout the plant kingdom as well. And there's lots of plants, including things like hops and sage and rosemary, that contain cannabinoid molecules. So it's not just the hemp plant. They're pretty much found throughout nature. No surprise there, as it's a fundamental hormone system throughout life, the cannabinoid system. We'll talk to Chip Paul at the bottom of the hour and get your calls in our next segment. So we are talking about the skin, continuing to talk about the skin. By the way, I did an Instagram Live for Ryan Alexander, my friend who's been on the Bright Side before, on the skin. And sure enough, we had lots of people on the phone. We had lots of questions because just we love the skin, but we just don't understand it, really. That's where structure function comes in. That's why I've been spending so much time talking about the structure of the skin, how the skin is put together. If you understand the structure, you will be much more powerful and effective at helping improve the function of the skin. And when the skin's not looking as good as it should, when the skin is looking aged, when it's looking tired, when it's looking sick, when you have dark spots or patches or sensitive skin or rashy skin, you got a function problem. And if you don't understand the structure, you're not going to understand the function. And that accounts for much of our dissatisfaction with the skin and much of the abdication that we do for taking care of our skin. Most of us, when we have a skin problem, we just run to the doctor. We run to the dermatologist and we expect to be healed. We expect to be helped. You don't really need to do that. If we understand how the thing is put together, we can understand how to take advantage of the structure to have beautiful, functional skin. So we were talking about the structure of the skin. The stratum corneum is the tippy-tippy top, about as thin as a, or as thick as a, one-tenth of a piece of notebook paper. Under that, you have the epidermis, which is about as thick as one piece of notebook paper. And then underneath all that, you have 9 pieces of notebook paper, which is where the bulk of the skin is, and that is the dermis. The main cell type in the dermis is called the fibroblast, and this is the holy grail of skin anti-aging. It's the holy grail of wound healing. And as a matter of fact, it's the holy grail of overall skin health. And while it may be true that the strength and the health of the epidermis, which we spent a lot of time talking about, are justifiably an important concern when it comes to having beautiful skin, it is really the fibroblast and the dermis that accounts for most of the distress that people have about the look of their skin as they age, or if there's burns or some kind of severe trauma. And this is why understanding how to activate this fibroblast, this fascinating cell, is so relevant when it comes to skincare. It's the holy grail of topical skincare, is activating the fibroblast. There's lots of ways to do it. It's one of the reasons why I'm so fond of vitamin C. Vitamin C does a lot of things, but one of the main things it does is it activates the fibroblast. This is why I love alpha hydroxy acids. Alpha hydroxy acids do a lot of things, but one of the main things they do is they activate the fibroblast. This is one of the reasons why I love retinol so much. Retinol does a lot of things, but one of the main things it does is it activates the fibroblast. Turning on that fibroblast is the key to anti-aging skincare and just overall skin health. And even moisturization of the skin depends on this lower level, this dermis, and the fibroblast as well. The fibroblast, as the name implies, produces fiber. Fibroblast meaning fiber-producing or fiber-producing cell. And the main fiber is, no surprise, collagen. And if the fibroblast is the holy grail of skin cells for anti-aging, collagen is the holy grail of skin substances for anti-aging. And this substance is so important. Collagen is so important that we're going to spend some time talking about it in a little bit. For now, I just want to mention that this substance, collagen, is the most abundant and most important protein in the body, as most people recognize, for the look of the skin. In addition to collagen, the fibroblast produces other fibrous proteins, specifically an elastic protein called elastin. It gives the skin sort of elasticity, stretch. You'll notice as you get older, your skin doesn't bounce back as fast. That has to do with a problem or a reduction in the production of elastin. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. And Chip Paul will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the cannabinoid system.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Chip Paul will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about endocannabinoids and CBD and phytocannabinoids. CBD was all the rage not too long ago, but you don't hear too much about CBD anymore, which is unfortunate because there's a lot of good stuff that CBD does for pain, for anxiety, for depression,
And also, as it turns out, for the skin responds to cannabinoids, like skin cells, I should say, respond to cannabinoids like many other cells. And they have a calming down effect. The cannabinoids in general calm things down. Under conditions of duress, under conditions of hyperactivity, under conditions of hyperproliferation, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne and various rashes can appear. CBD has a calming down effect on skin cells that can help balance out stress, skin cell stress, helping folks who are dealing with inflammatory diseases. CBD can be thought of as a general anti-inflammatory. Chip's got some really interesting things to say about not only the anti-inflammatory properties of the cannabinoids, but also the anti-inflammatory properties of omega-6 fatty acids, which is kind of interesting because you don't really hear about the anti-inflammatory effects of the omega-6 fatty acids. You usually hear about them being inflammatory, but it turns out they're also precursors to anti-inflammatory molecules, including the cannabinoids, which come from omega-6 fatty acids. How do you like that? Your ultimate EFAs are a great way to help your body make natural cannabinoids. We'll talk to Chip Paul about the cannabinoid system and about endocannabinoids, phytocannabinoids, and CBD at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here momentarily. 844-236-6010. All right, so I got lots more to say about the skin and about collagen and about the fibroblasts, the holy grail of skin cells when it comes to anti-aging, the fibroblasts. I hope we're not put off by the technical names of these things. Fibro means fibers. Blast, B-L-A-S-T, refers to the fact that it's a cell that produces things, that makes proteins. Myoblasts, for example, make muscle proteins. Osteoblasts make bone proteins. And fibroblasts make various fibers that are show up in the skin, including collagen as well as elastin. The fibroblasts also make this gooey, slimy stuff called GAGs. GAG is a shortened form or an abbreviation for glycosaminoglycans. And again, that's kind of a mouthful, so we'll just call them GAGs. But if you kind of break the word apart, you'll hear glyco and you'll hear amino. Glycoamino refers to the fact that there's a sugar molecule and there's a amino acid molecule attached together. The most famous of the GAGs is glucosamine. Everybody on this listening to this program probably has heard of glucosamine. Glucose is a sugar. Amine is amino acid. Glucosamine is a classic glycosaminoglycan, or GAG. And what does that tell you? Well, it tells you that glucosamine is great for your skin. Glucosamine can help moisturize your skin. Glucosamine can help turn on the production of collagen and connective tissue. Glucosamine can do a lot of things for the skin as well as for the blood. It turns out glucosamine is a natural blood thinner. It turns out that glucosamine can actually help folks who are dealing with cancer, or help prevent cancer, I should say. GAGs in general have a water-trapping effect, and they provide a cushioning or a shock-absorbing effect. By trapping water, the GAGs also assure that biochemistry, which is dependent on effective hydration, proceeds in a healthy fashion. So between the protein fiber, the collagen, and the elastin, and the goo, you have I call it goo, it's just kind of like a mucousy substance. Between this mucousy goo and the protein fibers, you have the main secretions from the fibroblast, and you also have the basic components of what is called connective tissue. And that's really the key point that I want to make here, is the dermis, while it's technically part of the skin, is really connective tissue. The epidermis is not connective tissue. The epidermis is epithelial tissue. Quick review, the body is made up of four types of stuff, collectively referred to as tissue, the four tissues. The whole body is made up of these four tissues. There's the covering of the body, as well as the covering of the eyes and the covering of the internal organs, the covering of the various structures inside the body, covering of the glands. And this covering material is called epithelial tissue. Epithelial tissue. Some people say epithelia. The second tissue is electrical tissue, electrical material. That's called nerve tissue. And then the bulk of the body is the connective tissue and the muscle tissue, which are intertwined and work together. If you look at a steak, you'll see the muscle tissue, that's the stuff we eat, and the connective tissue, that's the stuff we call gristle. and you can see how the connective tissue is kind of intertwined with the muscle tissue. A steak is a cross-section of the flesh robot. I call it the flesh robot. And that's the mass of the body, the bulk of the body, which is the connective tissue and the muscle tissue. All right, got more to say about the dermis and the skin and collagen and the connective tissue as we continue talking about my favorite organ, the body's largest organ, on the bright side. We'll do that on our next episode. Chip Paul will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Let's hit the phones and say good morning to Blossom in Texas. Good morning, Blossom.
Hi, good morning, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's going on?
Okay, so I'm currently 32 weeks pregnant, and I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes.
Okay. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. And I know that my doctor is going to want to put me on some sort of nighttime, either metformin or insulin for my fasting numbers, because they are supposed to be 95 and lower, but I'm in the range of like 98 to 110, and I'm just worried about...
Well, he means well, but just look.
I know.
But let's just use common sense here. Do you want your baby on drugs?
No.
Of course you don't. So your doctor means well, but the notion of putting a baby on drugs, and that's what's happening. If you're taking drugs, your fetus is taking drugs too. So it's just ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't even compute in my brain how a medical professional can do that, but he means well. It's not about him as a person. He's just hypnotized and trained and programmed to do that, and that's what they do. So it's not his fault, but you want to control with food. I would do the Mediterranean diet, first of all. Do you know what that is? Lots of veggies,
yes.
Lots and lots. Do the Mediterranean diet, lots of veggies, and also I would start using chromium, and I would also start using the sweeties, actually, and probably start taking the ultimate niacin, which is also important for blood sugar control. And both of those will help the fetus as well. The baby needs nutrition too. Obviously, you want to keep your sugar intake down. You might want to explore the ketogenic diet, but you want to keep your blood sugar down and your intake of sugars: bread, pasta, rice, cereal, fruit juice, even fruits. Just be very careful with those. That's really the best strategy.
Okay.
I would be super careful about insulin, which is a drug, and metformin, which is a drug. For some reason, the medical community believes that metformin is one of the more mild drugs. It probably is one of the more mild drugs, but you don't want your baby on drugs. And insulin will throw off the baby's chemistry as well. It's really, it's not, in my opinion, it's not a good strategy.
I'm doing well with all the other numbers. Like, everything else is in range. It's just that morning fasting number.
Water.
And they want me to eat something at night.
First thing in the morning, drink lots of water. It will dilute your blood sugar. Lots and lots of water, like maybe two or three glasses of water first thing in the morning. And if it's cold water, it'll wake you up too. Water dilutes the blood sugar. Also, if you start exercising in the morning, that will dry some of that sugar out of the blood into the muscle. So if you like jump up and down on a rebounder, or maybe go for a jog, or maybe do some stairs, something like that, to get the sugar out of the blood into the muscle. All right. Congratulations, Blossom, and thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. I'm pharmacist Ben Chip Paul. We'll be with us in our next segment. We're going to talk about the endocannabinoid system. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions: SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with groping a former aide in Albany's executive mansion. A misdemeanor criminal complaint filed in Albany City Court alleges that Cuomo did intentionally, for no legitimate purposes, forcibly touch aide Brittany Camisso. Cuomo stepped down from governor of the Empire State after numerous women came forward with similar claims. President Biden is hoping to have his social spending package done before next week's global climate summit in the United Kingdom. But his fellow Democrats abandoned plans for a vote on Thursday, leaving the whole platform up in the air. Two bills are waiting on Congress, a bipartisan infrastructure bill at just over $1 trillion, and the partisan Build Back Better plan that's thousands of pages thick. Biden landed in Rome on early Friday for a summit of the G20 major economies, where plans for a global minimum tax will be on the agenda. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Pro-mandators say it will protect you, your family, and your neighbors. Folks against the mandate point out natural immunity, a better than 99% survivability rate to the unvaccinated. No matter what side you're on, one thing's for sure. The mandate is costing Americans their jobs.
Some Americans are leaving their jobs because of a coronavirus vaccination requirement. A survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 5% of unvaccinated adults have done so. It comes as the feds are getting ready to roll out a rule that says companies with 100 or more employees have to require vaccination or regular testing for COVID. Allison Williams was a reporter with ESPN. She left the company because they were requiring her to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
I had to do what was best for my health individually, and I had to consider where my husband and I were at in our family planning. And this wasn't a vaccine that I was comfortable with receiving at this time, given our desires to grow our family. I knew I wasn't at high risk for COVID. I then got COVID. It was a very mild illness for me. So there really was no compelling health reason for me to get this injection. It really just came down to keeping my job. And I want to make it clear, I'm not anti-vax, but right. I am absolutely anti-mandated.
An audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box if you miss a program or want to review a topic. There are 11-plus years of archived information, daily shows, up at brightsideben.com. If you want to review a topic or share a topic with a friend, go to brightsideben.com. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com or my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and interviews and news stories and blog posts up at criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you, Jaunty Collier, for setting that one up. All the longevity products can be found on all our websites, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal business opportunity. Or if you just want to work out of your home, or if you'd like a spare source of income, the business, the longevity business opportunity is something you definitely want to check out. Hit the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And I also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including eczema and dry skin, hyperpigmentation, aging skin, thinning skin, psoriasis. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. That means power, that means healing, and that means skin health. And that's why we have over 2,000 four- and five-star reviews, which you can take a look at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. Or you can purchase Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super excited to talk to our guest today. Chip Paul was named Cannabis Business Executive Magazine's 100 top 100 most influential people in the cannabis industry. He started New Pharma to work with the endocannabinoid system. He's a big believer in endocannabinoids, phytocannabinoids, and the power of the cannabinoid system. And he's got a really interesting model of human function, which I checked out a couple weeks ago. And I said, Chip, you got to come on the Bright Side and talk about the New Pharma model of human function. It's a very interesting, I have not heard this model before. It's a very interesting model that involves the intestine, which we talk about on the Bright Side all the time, as well as the cannabinoid system and omega fatty acids. Please welcome to the Bright Side my friend Chip Paul. What's up, Chip?
Not much, Dr. Ben. It's a pleasure to be on, a pleasure to be with you this morning. So
yes.
I really liked your intro, and gosh, what you've done with longevity and, you know, your other interests have just helped so many people. So
thank you,
Very inspired by you. Yes.
I'm very inspired by you, especially your video skills. You do some great stuff on video, and your the video I watched a couple weeks ago, the New Pharma model of human function. I love that. Tell us a little bit about the model itself, and then discuss the three major points as far as it involves the endocannabinoid system.
Sure, absolutely. So what we've done is, you know, we're researchers here at New Pharma, and as we research and really delve into perhaps how you work in a little bit different way, we need a model to really explain some very difficult concepts and some very difficult pharmacology. And so that's what we've built is basically kind of a new model of human function, or our view of how it appears you work, but maybe just framed up in a little different way. And so in our minds, you really work through four different major systems. One of those is a spiritual system, so we'll leave that to the listener. But the three physical systems are, you know, very real and very research-backed. The first system really is a fat-based system. And so, you know, as an organism, as a living thing, we need the ability to be able to store energy and chemical mediators for future use. We can't eat all the time, so we've got to have a storage mechanism. And we do that in fat cells on something called a triglyceride, okay? So a triglyceride we will use to literally break down every functional chemical mediator that we need to run our body.
What do you mean by break down? What do you mean by break down?
So what I mean is metabolize. So the things that you stick on a triglyceride are very long-chain fatty acids, okay? And what you do is you pull these long-chain fatty acids into a cell, and then based on that cell's function, which is RNA or DNA, you'll express enzymes in that cell and basically cut that long-chain fatty acid up into smaller chemical mediators that your body uses to do things. So a good example of this is saturated fat. Again, saturated fat, from saturated fat and from fat esters, we build cholesterol, okay? So cholesterol is built from the saturated fat that we stick on a triglyceride in addition to reclaimed fats. From that cholesterol, which is a long molecule, we'll metabolize that into progesterone. We will metabolize that into estrogen. Mm-hmm. We will metabolize cholesterol into the testosterone eventually. We will metabolize cholesterol into most of our sex hormones. We will metabolize cholesterol into vitamin D. And that's what most of us are deficient in right now.
Is cholesterol the most important of these base materials that get broken down into signaling molecules or chemical mediators?
No, absolutely not. Because if we go back to what you can stick on a triglyceride, so it's saturated fat, that's kind of where cholesterol comes from, but your body will reclaim and kind of make that. Monounsaturated fat, which is another type of fat, again, your body will reclaim and kind of make that. But what you have to stick on a triglyceride is something called polyunsaturated fatty acids. And those are omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. No question, those are the most important things that we need to stick on a triglyceride. And again, most of us don't even realize, where they are in our diet, how mm-hmm. much of those we're eating.
And they have to come in from the diet. You can't make them, in other words. And they're essential.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't. Your body cannot reclaim and build those. So you have to take those in as a nutrient in diet. But anyway, on those triglycerides, so from those three types of fat, saturated, monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, you will build literally every chemical mediator that you need to run your body. Now, you can build them from sugars, and we'll talk about that in a second. But fats is kind of how you're supposed to build them and what you should really run on. That system is very closely associated with system number two, which is something called the endocannabinoid system. Mm. The endocannabinoid system we developed when we evolved from an invertebrate to a vertebrate in something called a C-squirt. And it makes sense because in that guy, we developed basically a spine and a tail. So we had to have something to control. And it turns out that the endocannabinoid system is our master control or master regulatory system. It's involved in every, either directly or indirectly, in every regulatory process in our body. Now, the cool thing about it, so when you talk about endocannabinoid, especially like with doctors, and you obviously know a lot about it, but when you talk about it in let's say,
mainstream
general circles, yeah, eyes glaze over and people go to snake oil, right? Because they haven't been taught about it. So physicians have not been taught about this system yet.
Hang on to that thought because we got to take a commercial. But the endocannabinoid as the master regulator regulating system is very fascinating. And it is, in that way, it's kind of like snake oil because it's good for everything. Hang on to that thought. We'll come back and we'll continue with the omega fatty acid system and the endocannabinoids. Chip Paul's with us on the Bright Side.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
CardioFX from Yogevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate CardioFX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the CardioFX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C, before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Yogevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Extendivite really works.
Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Chip Paul from New Pharmaceuticals. Chip, before you went to break, you're talking about the endocannabinoid system as a master regulator. So does that mean every single function in the body, or is it specific to one part of the body, one part of the neurology or nervous system?
It literally means every single function and process in the body, all the way down to the cellular. So, you know, when you stimulate any cell with anandamide, it will...
Anandamide is a cannabinoid for the listeners, right? It's one of the basic cannabinoids.
Anandamide is what THC mimics. So THC will mimic anandamide. But when you stimulate any cell with anandamide, it'll pop up the CB1 neuroreceptor. And no really other situation in your body will do that. So, again, all the way down to the cellular. But it does, the endocannabinoid will use indirect control. So, like, it will use the pituitary, and it will cue the pituitary, you know, to up or down regulate organs through hormones. So it can indirectly influence.
Two questions. How does CBD affect the endocannabinoid system? And what is the relationship between the endocannabinoid system and omega-6 fatty acids? Two separate questions.
Okay, very good. And so that the second question we'll handle last, basically, because that'll lead back into kind of the system, so to speak. But CBD affects the system. You know, it's really interesting. Everyone used to think cannabidiol, which is what CBD is, affected the system at CB2, your CB2 neuroreceptor.
And that's what is CB2? Pretend we don't really, you know, a lot of listeners aren't familiar with these terms. What does CB2 mean?
So CB2 is a...
Yeah.
So there's two main neuroreceptors associated with the endocannabinoid system, CB1 and what anandamide effects, or THC, and CB2, which, you know, everyone kind of assumes cannabidiol or CBD effects, and it really doesn't. CBD really affects more the CB1 neuroreceptor, and it kind of conditions and modifies it and makes it more useful, let's say, or helps it do work. And most of the work in your body is done, you know, by at the lowest level, you know, by CB1 interaction. So when you hit CB1, you're basically telling your body to do something at a certain level. So it might be inflame, it might be deflame, it might be cue a stem cell to your blood cell. It could be any one of 100 things, but that's how your body is going to work, is by that CB1 interface. And so CBD kind of helps that whole interface work better. Your CB2 neuroreceptor is frankly still kind of mystical and magical. It certainly is involved with neuroprotection. It, you know, helps sort of protect your liver. You know, it's involved with a lot of inflammatory or decreasing inflammation processes. Whereas CB1 is more, you know, helps your body do work. If you have an inflammatory disease and you're a straight THC user, you're not helping yourself. In fact, you're
making
your
body.
Yeah, you're making it worse. You're giving your body more ability to inflame. Okay, so on the omega-6 question, this is a perfect question. So everything that you need to run this endocannabinoid system, and again, the endocannabinoid system is not just in us. It's in all mammals. It's in birds. It's in reptiles. It's in fish.
Wow.
Right? So everything that's not an insect has an endocannabinoid system. And literally everything that you need to run the system, so anandamide and 2-AG, the things that we're talking about, will come within two enzyme steps off a triglyceride. Okay?
So omega-6 triglyceride.
Any
triglyceride.
Saturated fat will break down into something called PEA, which is a lesser-known endocannabinoid, but it certainly is an endocannabinoid.
Can you talk about that one? Because I'm fascinated with PEA, just for the listeners. Palmitoyl ethanolamide, is that right? PEA?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and that has got great pain-relieving properties. And you can actually buy that as a supplement for pain relief. And that's a cannabinoid?
That's an endocannabinoid, so that's part of the endocannabinoid system. And it's mainly looks to be used in as a kind of in our guts as an anti-inflammatory. It's a brain chemical, you know, so it really, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's would definitely be helped with PEA.
Wow.
So it's a very, very important regulatory chemical, but not much has really been known or studied about it. Certainly not as much as anandamide and 2-AG. So, but anyway, that comes from saturated fat. From monounsaturated fat, you build another endocannabinoid called oleomide.
Mm.
And oleomide is the molecular flip of anandamide. So if you put anandamide in a mirror, it would be oleomide. Oleomide appears to be responsible for our circadian rhythms. It will build in your spine until you go to sleep or pass out. Build in your spine until you go to sleep and pass out.
Olive oil? Can you get that from olive oil?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So
for the listeners, would that make olive oil a good source of this kind of sleepy time cannabinoid?
Yes, absolutely. And oleomide is very useful in other ways, too, just as a regulatory chemical. So, but the polyunsaturated fatty acids, omega-3 and omega-6, are what build the main worker, chemical mediators. And so from omega-6, and this is the two enzyme step, you will break down omega-6 into something called arachidonic acid.
That's a bad guy, according to Barry Sears and the Zone guy, although it's not.
Right.
Do you know how many people I hear tell me about how bad the arachidonic acid is, how I have to stay away from it because of the Zone book? Did you ever read that, by the way?
No, I never did. But that's interesting. It absolutely is essential because, again, from that, you're breaking down, from arachidonic acid, you're building anandamide, which is your main regulatory chemical. So that's how your body runs. Autistic people are deficient in anandamide. People who would be truly, truly sick would be deficient in anandamide. If you don't need enough arachidonic acid, you will be deficient in anandamide.
Would you say for autism then and for inflammatory issues and chronic diseases, omega-6 fatty acids can be helpful because of this whole connection, this arachidonic acid connection?
Yes, but you need them both. You need omega-3 and omega-6.
Right,
From omega-6, you build the two main endocannabinoids, so that's regulatory. From omega-3s, you build almost every initial soldier that you need in your immune system, okay? So you're building neutrophils and T cells and, you know, all of that stuff, prostaglandins, all of that stuff from omega-3s. So, again, if you're not eating omega-3s, your immune system will 100% suffer.
Antiviral? Antiviral for what's going on in the world today?
Absolutely. And, again, thinking down your ability to deal with polyunsaturated fatty acids, there's an enzyme there called delta-6 desaturase, and a lot of xenobiotics, so a lot of external things
interfere,
will shut that down.
Wow.
Yeah, and,
wow.
And which will shut down our immune system, and you know, it's a horrible loop.
Do you think this genetic injection thing that everybody's talking about would have an effect on this enzyme system?
Yes.
It will downregulate it?
Yes.
Wow. That's interesting, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And again, so every vaccine might be, you know, potentially helping you with COVID, that's weakening your immune system, so
right.
You might die of influenza.
Right.
Yeah, so that's kind of what it appears to me. But the third system, though, real quick, the third system is this, and this is really cool, it's a bacterial system, and it lives in our guts, and it kind of creates sugars, right? So we, as an organism, you know, we will run on sugar, but that's not our desired method. When we're running on sugar, we'll store fat. Right. So if you have a lot of sugar in your diet and you're a little overweight, you're literally your body's doing exactly what it should be doing, because it's
storing the sugar.
You're going to store the fat. You're always going to store the fat.
But it's as sugar is being stored as fat. The sugar is being stored as fat. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you're running on sugar, right? So your whole metabolism is running on sugar. You're running on glucosteroids rather than fat-based chemical mediators, right? So if we eat a lot of sugar, our bodies will run on sugar, and we're kind of built for sugar as a preference because we have to build triglycerides on fat. So we're kind of built to run on sugar for a little bit while we're building and storing fats, and then stop and then start running on fats.
A ketogenic diet probably is so helpful.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, you know, fruit is okay to eat because fruit has something in it called citric acid. Citric acid is a rate limiter, so it'll say, "Whoa, hold on, body, you're not going to process sugar anymore. You need to go back to processing fat." So
You raised so many questions here. So much I want to talk to you about, but we're just out of time. I'm going to get you to come back on, hopefully, because there's so much I want to talk about with citric acid, the ketogenic diet, this triacylglycerol. We didn't even get into the idea of the how the endocannabinoids are formed from arachidonic acid and the omega-6 fatty acids. Chip Paul, thanks so much for being on the Bright Side. Chip, how do people get a hold of you or check out your website or your products?
www.newpharma.com, but it's GNUpharma.com, or www.truemedics.com.
Hang on to that. Hang on the line, Chip. I want to say goodbye to you. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD. Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.